From the third floor of the downtown library, you can get a great view of the Spokane River and the gorge. But the view the four candidates were talking about on Thursday was much more grim. Some focused on people who congregate downtown, openly take illegal drugs, and panhandle. A recent film commissioned by developer Larry Stone focuses on that side of crime and homelessness. Council President candidate Cindy Wendell said the issue is a complex one, but she says the city cannot ignore the public safety side of it. She referred to a recent field trip she took with homeless outreach workers.
When I sat there under the bridge and we are trying to help people get connected to services, and I'm trying to talk to people and asking them, where did you sleep last night? Where did you have breakfast this morning? And I am watching people sit there waiting for our homeless to come out of getting food at Catholic Charities for drug deals. I'm not okay with that. That's not okay for this community.
Wendell said the city had signals as many as 4 years ago that the tight housing market would get even tighter, driving up home costs and rents, and yet she said the city failed to act. Her opponent, Brian Beggs, pushed back. He argues the city has worked hard to determine and serve the immediate needs of people who are homeless. He says the city has spent millions and developed partnerships with social service providers. It's just not enough.
But I really disagree that we have plenty of programs with plenty of capacity, because I don't think there's anyone here. There's no one here that really has capacity for a whole bunch of more mental health or substance abuse. And the challenge for a city is, we're not set up tax-wise to pay that. That's the state and the feds and the county runs that. And we just don't have enough resources yet.
Some of the resources, says mayoral candidate Nadine Woodward, should go to provide more of a police presence downtown. She said money should not go to buy a building to open another shelter.
And this last plan to locate one at Havana and Sprague was a disaster from the get-go. It is a prime example of planning that didn't happen like it should have been, and collaboration that didn't happen like it should have been. We have to collaborate with our neighbors. And there was the belief that the city was going to get help from the valley and the county on this, only they were brought to the table a little late and never got their answers, their questions answered.
Woodward's opponent, Ben Stuckert, said the most pressing issue is the city's lack of housing, especially at the low end of the economic spectrum. He says the city can do more to encourage builders to create more housing for people at all income levels, and he called for the city to create a housing trust fund.
We should be putting another $5 million every year into affordable housing. That means that those houses are indexed so that people that are making 80% of the average median household income, or 60%, or 50%, and then those can have supportive services in it, which keep people and solve the mental health issues and solve the addiction issues. But we need massive numbers. Low-income housing consortium estimates that we need 21,000 units in Spokane County by 2022. We need to be building more. We need to be doing more.
Thursday's candidate forum was sponsored by the Spokane Homeless Coalition and the Spokane Low-Income Housing Consortium. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.